We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Joining us now is Tanya Hudson, and tagging in for Bree is Josiah McCoy from Unmasked Wichita and Unmasked Sedgwick County. Earlier this week, they were part of the group of over 100 of our fellow Wichitans who appealed to the Wichita City Council to end the mask mandate. Josiah, Tanya, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, The Wichita Eagle referred to the organization and the folks who spoke, 120 plus, as paranoid and conspiracy minded, and frankly, the fact that the Eagle disrespected you is a badge of honor, should have been expected. But what was surprising was, actually, I guess it shouldn't be surprising, but with the way the mayor disrespected you, Tanya, I mean, he was borderline rude on a few occasions, wasn't he?
Well, to be honest, that isn't very surprising to me either. And the reason I say that is because, as I've said many times during the presentations I have given at both the city council meetings and the county commissioners meetings, Mr. Whipple is opposed to the truth. He is opposed to anyone speaking with factual information, regardless of whether it's coming from a credible source like the CDC or not. On one occasion, he removed comments from approximately 17 constituents who were in opposition to the mask mandate. And his justification for that was that it was his personal page. And my argument was, you're using your personal Facebook page for city-related matters. And so that's not surprising to me, because as opposed to being transparent and having an informed, intelligent discussion with his constituents to hear what they really want, he simply silences them. And so I'm not surprised at all.
No, we've seen this before. I mean, this is, after all, the same mayor who, when the Wichita Chamber's lobbyists dared to ask a very simple question about closing businesses, he threatened to end the chamber's relationship with the city and tried to get the guy fired. So this doesn't surprise me. Josiah, at one point, Brandon Whipple got offended that you guys were holding hands, and I saw the picture of it. I mean, it was just a big circle, basically. You guys kind of formed a circle. It was part of the protest. But keep in mind, apparently Black Lives Matter and Antifa people can burn down buildings and cars in protests, but apparently, you know, people who oppose mask mandates can't hold hands. But isn't this the same mayor who Josiah, attended the Black Lives Matter protest at the police station on 21st Street earlier this year? I mean, why did he get so upset that you were holding hands?
Yeah, I really think that the big thing is when we show a form of unity in the general public that is outside of what their agenda is, and, you know, they don't like to see us speaking up. They don't like to see the Patriots, and the city of Wichita has just proved it. I mean, tenfold over, that they don't want to see us out there. And the biggest thing and the scariest thing that they don't understand is we are a large group and we're growing by the hundreds daily. Go ahead, Tanya.
Sorry, if I could interject, his defense as to the reason why he shut down the meeting for approximately 15 to 20 minutes as a result of the hand-holding situation was that we were putting his staff members in harm's way. Now,
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Grant, keep in mind, we were at Century 2 in a remote location, and the only staff members for the city that were on site, there were a handful, and they were all pleasant, very friendly. And in fact, many of the staff members that I spoke to personally were against the mask mandate themselves and had no fear of anyone whatsoever. There were never any altercations. There was not violence. No one ever raised their voice, other than when they were speaking directly to the mayor. It was an incredibly peaceful, beautiful moment where patriots came together and shared, as Josiah was saying, shared their unity and their belief in this cause, that it's hurting our community. And that's really, like Josiah was saying, what was upsetting to the mayor, is that we were in opposition to his agenda.
Well, the other thing that I found, frustrating is just the general lack of respect. I mean, there was another point as I watched this, and it went on for 7.5 hours, but as I watched segments of it, at one point he tried to silence the crowd, he gets so frustrated. And keep in mind, I served with Brandon for 4 years in the legislature. I can see his tells. I know how Brandon, when he would go to the well, a lot of us would just turn around or carry on conversations because he was so worthless as a legislator. But he got frustrated, and at some point, didn't he basically tell you not to speak if you were going to say the same thing or similar things as previous speakers? Isn't that essentially what he tried to say at one point?
Yeah, basically just trying to cut people off. I'm sorry, Tawny, but, you know, cutting people off in the middle of their speaking time, people that had prepared speeches and were ready to get up and speak in front of them, and cutting them off in the middle of it. Well, you know, this has already been brought up and stuff, you know, just blatantly just being flat out rude. And what's amazing to me is the amount of people that got up there and spoke that said that that they voted for this guy and didn't realize that he was wearing a mask, that he was the one that was hiding behind something else, that he was pushing something else to get those votes. And now his true colors have shown that he's not the guy that everybody voted for. And that was a huge thing that a lot of people spoke on.
I noticed that. That was a recurring theme. If you listened to a lot of the folks who came out from your organization, I mean, there were some Trump voters and there were some folks who spoke in from that perspective. But I was surprised by a number of the speakers and the number of folks who were probably Brandon Whipple voters who were basically expressing their disappointment. Hey, this isn't quite what I voted for. Why are you treating us this way? And why are you doing this? I didn't expect this when I voted for you.
Yeah. And then at one more time, Tanya, I'm sorry, At one point, you know, he made the comment to one of the speakers of, you know, we can't take these threats and stuff, and we're not going to allow that.
Yes, that is what I was getting ready to speak on. There was an individual, Michael, who spoke, very, very eloquent speaker. And at the end of his 5-minute segment, he essentially reminded Mr. Whipple that, you know, I have my 5 minutes now, but just as a reminder, your 5 minutes are almost up. Now, what he meant by that, by anyone with common sense and logical thinking skills, is that you're an elected official,
right,
and your time is almost up. And Brandon took that as a threat. And after Michael left the closed chamber where the technology platform was set up and behind closed doors, once he left that area, then Brandon responded to him and essentially accused him of a threat, which is the complete opposite of what he was saying. He was simply reminding him, you're an elected official and you're not representing the values and desires of your constituents. Therefore, please don't expect to be reelected.
Well, and I think we all knew exactly what he meant by that. This is something that we hear. It's a recurring theme. Any elected official is used to hearing that. Look, if you're an elected official, you know that you're there. You serve at the will of the people. So when someone makes a comment like that, they're not talking about assassination. They're talking about voting you out. I mean, that's exactly. But Brandon is not used to. Look, in the legislature, the Democrats know they're in the power minority, but they're usually in the public majority as far as within that bubble. The press is good to them. The vocal minority are usually in their favor because the people, the silent majority is usually quiet. And here you have a situation where the silent majority is finally speaking up. Because usually the silent majority is, we're quiet. We want to just work. We want to do our jobs, go about our lives, go to church, raise our kids. And as far as we care about government, it's get out of our jobs, get out of our churches, get out of our bedrooms, and let us live our lives. The minority are the crazy, the leftists who are loud and increasingly trying to control things. Here you have a reverse situation, and so that's why liberals don't understand and get so frustrated, is because they're not used to actually being confronted by the public, because they're used to being everybody loving them. And so that's why Brandon can't understand this and why he's so frustrated right now, is because he's not used to getting pushback. We're talking with Josiah McCoy and Tanya from the Unmask Wichita, Unmask Sedgwick County. Now, just so you folks understand, you guys are literally just volunteers. You're just citizens like the rest of us. How did this organization come together? I mean, it's just a Facebook page. I mean, you're just average folks. You're not you're just like you and came together and just frustrated with everything that's going on, right?
Yeah, I think Tawny can attest to this. Go ahead, Tawny.
Well, that is correct. And I think, honestly, my best answer for that would be through the grace of God. He brought wonderful individuals together to connect. And everyone that has joined this cause has been put in the place with their skills that are necessary. We have individuals on our leadership team who have phenomenal statistical background. We have individuals like myself that are more focused on the harm that it's doing to the community. You know, I've taken a poll within the group, actually a separate private group, but I've taken a poll as to how specifically the mandate has harmed people, and I spoke on that at on a couple of occasions. I spoke on that at the city council meeting that day, where the 7.5 hour day. And then I touched again on that at the county commissioners meeting this last time. We have individuals that have a legal background, and so we're looking at this from a legal standpoint.
Good.
And so we have all angles and aspects of this covered, but I truly believe that it's only by the grace of God that all of these people have come together to form this group.
Well, I just want to encourage you guys. We're up on my top of the hour break, but keep up the fight. Despite what the Wichita Eagle may say, this is not a bunch of wackos and crazies and, you know, right-wing extremists. You guys are just everyday citizens who are frustrated and don't want a new normal. We want normal to come back. I appreciate you. If folks are interested, they can find a little bit of information on Unmask Wichita on Facebook. Keep up the good work, okay, guys?
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us tonight.
Oh, of course, my pleasure. Folks, keep carrying on the fight, carrying on your lives, and we'll be with you again next week. In the meantime, carry on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.